We're joined now by Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling, huge Carolina fan in his own right. So, Tom, thanks for joining us today. I know you're excited about the game, too.
Yeah, well, to what you were asking about or saying about Duke and UNC sort of being united about this, I actually have polling data on this from last month, and the level of agreement between Duke and UNC fans when it comes to HB2 is pretty amazing. UNC fans, 55% say repeal HB2, only 34% want to leave it in place. Duke fans, also 55% say repeal HB2, only 30% want to keep it in place. So this is really something where you see UNC fans and Duke fans almost completely exactly on the same page in terms of their feelings about getting rid of that.
And in terms of the state as a whole, where do voters stand?
State as a whole, 51% want to repeal, 37% say keep it in place. So it is something where sort of the more educated you are, the less you like HB2. So it's not surprising that people who do either have ties to Duke or UNC want to get rid of HB2 even more than sort of your average North Carolinian. But definitely something that unites our state beyond these fan loyalties is the desire to get rid of HB2.
Is there a way to break that down by county or by state legislative district? I know one of the sort of the bugbears of this whole debate is the strongest opposition to HB2 is coming from those communities that are directly affected by all of the lost business, Chapel Hill and Durham and Raleigh and Cary and Greensboro and Charlotte and Wilmington and Nashville, and those are all communities that tend to elect Democrats in the first place, whereas the communities that aren't directly affected tend to be represented by Republicans and might have a larger percentage of their constituents still in favor in spite of the overall hit to the state. So is that reflected in the poll numbers too?
Yeah, what we've seen by district-by-district legislative polling around the state about HB2 is that there isn't anywhere where it's really that popular, mm-hmm. but in a lot of the more rural parts of the state, voters at least kind of break even about it. You'll see 40% say they support it, 40% are against. I can't think of anywhere off the top of my head where we've actually found that people really like it. But you're definitely right that the opposition is much stronger in urban areas. When we've gone in and done legislative polls in places like Wake County and in Mecklenburg County, we'll often find that voters are opposed to it by something in the neighborhood of 30 points. And we definitely saw several Republican legislators in Wake and Mecklenburg counties lose their seats over HB2 last fall. And Wake County, you had Marilyn Avila and Gary Pendleton be defeated for re-election. In Mecklenburg County, you saw Rob Bryan and what had been Charles Jeter's seat defeated for re-election. And in all four of those districts, a big part of why they went down was HB2 being so especially unpopular in places like Wake County and Mecklenburg County. And of course, it's very unpopular in Durham and Orange as well. But because there's no competitive districts, we don't have much reason to pull in those places. But, you know, I think Democrats hoped that they were going to pick up more legislative seats last fall than they did. And I think part of why they didn't get as many is because some of their targets in parts of the state outside of Raleigh and Charlotte, there just wasn't the same level of anger about HB2 that there was in the urban areas. That doesn't mean that people necessarily liked it, but it wasn't something where they were so mad about it that they were going to put their legislator out of office because of it.
Speaking with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling, publicpolicypolling.com is the website. If you want more information about latest poll numbers statewide and nationally, there's a lot of information there. And what you mentioned just now about sort of rural districts not being all that thrilled about HB2, I think is a really important one. You get the stronger opposition in the cities for a variety of reasons, but we have this tendency to think of the cities as sort of monolithically all thinking one way, and people who live out in the rural parts of the state or the country is all thinking exactly the same way the other way, and this total polarization, but it's not really that way at all. You go out into the country, and there are people out there who are just as strongly opposed to HB2 in this particular case as people here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Yeah, and I think that's a reflection of the fact that we all care about our state's reputation. We all care about our state's economy. And when you ask about some of those specific sub-issues, first of all, we find that overall only 24% of North Carolinians think HB2 is helping the state. 58% think it's hurting. So, you know, in that context, when only 24% think it's helping, you're not going to go anywhere and find too many people who think it's helping. And then, you know, there's a pretty strong consensus that it's had a negative impact on the economy. When you ask people, do you think it's more had a positive or negative impact on the economy, more people say negative by 47 points. When you ask people, do you think it's had a positive or negative impact on North Carolina's reputation, more people say that it's had a negative impact on North Carolina's reputation by 40 points. So that's, you know, those are the kinds of issues that are definitely affecting North Carolinians, no matter where in the state or no matter what kind of community they live in.
And that financial impact or that reputation impact, is that really what has moved the dial on this issue? If the NCAA should see no action from the General Assembly and come down with a decision in a few days or a couple of weeks and say, yep, we're not going to have any championship events in North Carolina for the next 5 years, that's obviously a big economic hit to the state. It's a pretty big reputation hit to the state as well. Well, do you expect, if that announcement happens, do you expect that to change public opinion on HB2 in any way, or are we kind of locked in where we are?
I think we're pretty much locked in at this point, but we've definitely seen already that the loss of the sporting events definitely has had an impact. When we first polled on HB2 sort of over the summer, we would generally find voters in the state opposed to it by about 10 points. And then in September, after the NCAA and the ACC announced that they were pulling all their events out of the state, it went from being something that voters opposed by about 10 points to being something that voters opposed by about 20 points. And that was also simultaneously the time where we saw, at least in our polling, that the governor's race went from being a tie to being one where Roy Cooper all of a sudden had a 4 or 5 point advantage on Pat McCrory, and the hurricane that happened in October helped McCrory inch back closer to where we ended up with basically a tie election. But if the HB2 stuff hadn't happened in September, I think there's a pretty good chance McCrory would have gotten reelected, because he was basically in a 50-50 situation, then had that huge amount of bad news about HB2 in September, put him into a position where he was a clear sort of favored to be loose, and then he came back from some of that but couldn't come back all the way. So it'll be interesting to see if more information about losing sporting events causes another sort of shift like we saw about 5 months ago when all this was going on.
Speaking with Tom Jensen. And Tom, before we let you go, let's get to on-the-court stuff. You got a big basketball game tonight, Carolina versus Duke. Give us the numbers in terms of who roots for whom. How many North Carolinians are Carolina fans? How many are Duke fans?
When it comes to sort of looking at all the teams together, 33% are UNC fans, 19% are Duke fans, 16% are NC State fans, and then 5% are Wake Forest fans. And in the past, when we've asked people specifically, who are you rooting for, UNC or Duke, on average it comes out about 40% say that they're rooting for UNC, about 25% say they're rooting for Duke. So it's about a 15-point advantage for UNC on the court of public opinion. And one thing that I've always found interesting in polling about the UNC-Duke rivalry, we were talking about how HB2 brings UNC and Duke fans together. The Duke-UNC rivalry brings Democrats and Republicans together, because one thing that we've always found is that no matter how polarized the state may be at any given time because of various political issues, we always find that Democrats and Republicans agree on rooting for UNC over Duke. So we have lots of togetherness across political lines for the Tar Heels tonight, and we have lots of togetherness across college sports loyalty lines for opposition to HB2 tonight. So we talk so much about division and all the things that divide us. There's some things that help break down some of those boundaries.
Publicpolicypolling.com is the website. Head there and get more numbers. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.